Today, we mark the opening of Museum Plaza.
Howard Reddy is the Vice President for University Advancement and the CEO of the University of West Florida's Historic Trust. He's speaking on a blustery Friday morning at the new plaza located behind the T.T. Wentworth Museum in downtown Pensacola.
A space that preserves and interprets our archaeological treasures and certainly creates a unique canvas for engagement in downtown Pensacola.
The plaza, which runs the entire block from the back of the museum to Tarragona Street, was built with funding from several area organizations and donors. One of the standout features of the plaza is the Linda Evans Memorial Education Pavilion, named after a distinguished UWF alum.
She earned her bachelor's degree in elementary education and was part of UWF's first graduating class in 1969. She devoted 35 years to teaching students at the Royal Green Elementary School in Miami.
The plaza also features an interactive early learning playground called Discovery Square, which was the winning entry in a competition to come up with a name for the space. The hope is this plaza will be another attraction to bring people to downtown Pensacola.
20 years ago when I started working downtown, and you'd walk around down here and if you saw a tourist, you would literally take a picture of them if there was one down here.
Collier Merrill is the chair of the UWF Historic Trust. He says downtown has become a destination for out-of-town visitors.
In the old days of getting heads in beds, we still want heads in beds, but it's also about people out visiting and walking around, and cultural tourism is alive and well in Pensacola.
In addition to the pavilion and the playground, the plaza also features the Rose Garden Storytelling Circle and several historic markers and exhibits. There are also plans to install additional benches and a bike rack. It is all part of a years-long master plan to expand and build off of Pensacola's long history.
The crowning jewel of that project was this plaza. It was a parking lot, and I got a lot of flack for taking away parking because that's a hot topic.
Rob Overton is the executive director of the Historic Trust and the chairman of the board of Visit Pensacola.
But what we had here with this parking lot, particularly at night, we know this community has grown. In 2011, Palafox Street was named one of the top 10 streets in America. We need to transfer some of that energy to the rest of the community. This was a dead zone back here. It was a disconnect between the T.T. Wentworth Museum and now the Art Museum and the Children's Museum and the rest of the historic village down here. So we took this important archaeological site and decided we could do better with it.
Overton says future plans for the historic section of downtown include new 3D printing technology in the Museum of Commerce, plus new signage to help visitors navigate the area. Bob Barrett, WWF News.